It's been a dry summer for Kodiak, which has lowered bodies of water throughout Kodiak Island, including the Menashka Reservoir, an important water source for residents. And the island hasn't seen the rain that has doused much of South Central Alaska in September. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has more.
According to Rick Toman, the Climate Science and Services Manager for the Alaska region of the National Weather Service, it's one of the driest seasons in Kodiak history.
Kodiak, since June 1st, has received just over 10 inches of rain. That's just about half of normal for that time and is the second lowest of record. The only reliable warm kind of time of year was back in 1941. When there was less than 8 inches of rain from June through September.
Kodiak City Public Works Director Mark Kozak says the lack of snowfall last winter has also contributed to the lowered reservoir. Kozak says both the community at large and its seafood processors rely on the Menashka Reservoir as a water source.
When the processors aren't using water, our daily consumption is about 2 million gallons a day. But when they're processing here prior to the middle of last week, as a community, we were averaging between 7.7 and 8.3 million gallons a day.
He says at a meeting Friday, the processors agreed to limit their water usage where they can.
They'll do all the careful monitoring of excess water usage and turn things off and that. And what we really want to be able to do is support the processing industry so that, you know, everybody's still working and the fishermen are working, the process workers. And so by conserving, we can allow them to continue to operate as long as we're able.
Kozak says the pollock season opens on October 1st and processors are in transition at this point, which also affects the water use. He says they'll have a better idea of what changes processors have been able to make by the end of the week when they reach full production. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.